friends, how are you guys doing tonight? Well, I am really excited. We have another episode we need to do, and I really hope that you can learn something today. So, why don't you pull up a chair and take a seat? Slide into the booth and put your phones face down on the table. And let the world outside that window just be. My name is Dion Bicycle, and I want to welcome you to this week's episode of The Balanced Mind. I was sitting here a few minutes ago, just before we started, watching the world go by outside the window. It's a fascinating thing, isn't it? If you sit still long enough, you start to see the rhythm of the city. I saw people running for the bus with their coats half on, checking their watches every 5 seconds as if they could somehow intimidate time into slowing down. I saw people walking with their shoulders hinged up to their earlobes, jaws clenched, tightened enough to crack a tooth. Their eyes were fixed on the sidewalk and they weren't even really seeing things around them. And it hit me. Standing there, I was thinking, how many of us are actually living the lives we worked so hard to build? Most of us have become Olympic level experts at the survival dance. We wake up and with an alarm that feels like an attack. We chase the clock all day. We answer emails like it's a defusing bomb. We collapse into bed at night, heart still racing, just to do it all over again in just a few hours. We call that getting by. We call it the hustle. But let's be honest with each other. Let's be honest with each other across the table right now. That is living. That's just managing a slow motion crash. We are talking about wellness here. Now I know what happens when I say that word. You probably want to roll your eyes. The word wellness has been hijacked, hasn't it? It's been turned into a luxury brand. You see it on Instagram and you think about long weekend retreats in the mountains where you eat nothing but sunlight and good sunshine and fresh air, or a green glass of juice that tastes like someone moved the lawn into a blender. But here in this space, we are stripping all of that away. Wellness isn't a product you buy. It's not the destination you reach once you've lost 10 kilograms or finally got that promotion. Wellness is an active choice. It is a shift in identity. It is the moment you decide to stop being a passenger in your own life and you finally step up to the conductor's podium. I call myself Dion Bicycle for a very good reason. It's not just a name, it's a philosophy. Think about the bicycle for a moment. To stay upright, you have to keep moving. But more importantly, you have to be in a constant state of adjustment. Adjustment. You are leaning a little to the left and correcting again to the right. You're pedaling harder uphill and tensing your core on the descent. Balance isn't a static thing. It isn't a point you reach, then stay there forever. The word balance is a verb. It is something that you do constantly. But today, I want to take that idea further. I want to talk to you about life, not just as a ride, but as a grand orchestra. Imagine for a second that everything you are, your body, your thoughts, your career, your family, and even your dreams, is a section of a massive symphony. When you are just surviving, those instruments are playing themselves. They're chaotic. The drums are banging because they panicked about the deadline. The trumpets are screaming because they're stressed about money. The violins are crying because they're lonely. And you? Where does it leave you? You're just sitting in an audience with your hands over your ears, wondering why the music of your life sounds like a car wreck in a thunderstorm. Wellness is the balance. It's the realization that you are not the audience, you are the conductor. You see, a great symphony isn't about the violins being the loudest. It's not about the percussion being the strongest. It's about how they relate to one another. If the brass section decides to play at maximum volume for the entire show, you might have power, but you've lost the whole beauty of it. You've lost the melody. You've lost the point of the song. This is the great shift we're talking about today. It's moving from a place where life happens to you to a place where you start influence the harmony, the way you handle it. People ask me all the time, Dion, how do I get my life in order? And I always tell them, stop trying to fix your life. You aren't a broken machine. You are a living, breathing arrangement of energy and potential. You don't fix an orchestra. You tune it. You lead it. You bring the section into alignment. When we talk about quality of life, what we're really talking about is how the music sounds to you. Does your daily life sound like a frantic, dissonant noise? Or does it have a rhythm that you actually enjoy? A high quality of life doesn't mean you don't have problems. Even the greatest symphonies have minor chords. They have moments of tension, moments of sadness, moments where the music gets incredibly loud and difficult to play. But because there is a conductor, because there is balance, those difficult moments don't ruin the concert. They add to the depth. That is what I want for you. I want you to have enough internal balance that even when the world gets loud, you don't break or fall apart. When a wrong note happens, when you get bad news or a flat tire next to the road, the rest of your orchestra is so well tuned that it can carry you through the discord. in this first segment, I want us to really sit with this idea of active choice. You have to choose to pick up the baton. You have to choose to stop saying, I'll be happy when, and start saying, I am the one who decides the tune of the moment, taking charge. It's about moving from surviving mindset, which is always looking at the past or worrying about the future, to the thriving mindset, which is grounded right here in the present. Here where we can talk to one another on this podcast. So in this show, we are going to look at the sheet music of our lives. We're going to break down the 7 specific sections of your orchestra. We're going to look at the strings, the brass, and the percussion. We're going to see which section are playing too loud and which ones have been silent for too long. Because here's the truth, your life is already making music. Every choice you make, every breath you take is a note. The only question is, are you happy with the song? If you aren't, that's totally okay. That's why we're here. We're talking about that. So, grab a coffee, close the door to the outside noise, and take out the baton. Sit right there, and let's look at wellness in your life. Are you ready to take to the podium? Let's talk about how we better this quality of life. Let's look at the 7 factors that keep your wellness engine, which is your grand orchestra, balanced, resonant, and beautiful. Let's dive right in. Okay, so let's get straight to the point. We talk a lot about wellness, but if we don't define it, it is just a buzzword. When I look at balance, I'm looking at 7 specific areas of your life. If one of these is failing, you are going to feel it. You don't need a degree to understand these. You just need to look at your daily routine. Wellness is not supposed to be complicated. Wellness is something that everyone can practice. So let's break them down one by one, each factor. So firstly, we're going to look at the physical factor. This is like the engine room of your life. It is the most basic level of your existence, and that is your body. We often overcomplicate this with fancy diets and biohacking, but it really comes down to 3 things: fuel, movement, and rest. Are you eating food that gives you energy, or food that makes you want to crash? Are you moving your body enough to keep the joints oiled, or are you sitting in a chair for 10 hours a day? And most importantly, are you sleeping? Now, sleep is the one thing we all sacrifice first, but it's the one thing that fixes everything else. If your physical factor is low, you're operating on a dying battery. If you even though you can have the best mindset in the world, but if the battery is at 2%, you're not going anywhere. So rest is very important. Secondly, we're going to look at the emotional factor. This is about your internal weather. How do you handle stress? How do you talk to yourself when you fail? Emotional wellness is the ability to acknowledge that you're feeling angry, sad, or overwhelmed without letting these feelings drive the car. You see, it's all about resilience. If you have high emotional wellness, you can hit the bump in the road and keep going. If it's low, a small criticism or a minor setback can ruin your entire week. It's about being self-aware enough to say, you know what, I'm struggling right now. And being kind enough to yourself to allow that feeling to exist without judgment. Then we have the intellectual factor. Your brain is like a muscle. If you don't use it, it gets weak. This factor is all about curiosity. Are you learning anything new? Are you challenging your perspectives? Intellectual wellness isn't about how many degrees you have. It's about keeping your brain active. When we stop learning, we get bored. And when we get bored, we get restless and unhappy. This can be as simple as reading a book, learning a new skill at work, or even just engaging in a deep conversation that makes you think. A sharp mind is a balanced mind. So let's go on to factor four, and that is the social factor. We are not meant to be alone. The social factor is about quality of your relationships. I want you to think about the people you spend the most time with. Do they energize you or do they drain you? Social wellness isn't about how many friends you have on social media. It's about having a handful of people who can be 100% honest with. It's about boundaries. It's the ability to say no to people who take much and yes to the connection that actually matter. If your social life is a mess, your inner peace will be a mess too. And on this factor, we spend quite a number of episodes talking about relationships, especially friendships. And you're welcome to listen to those podcasts as well. First, we have the spiritual factor. People get nervous when I say spiritual, but let's keep it simple. It is your sense of purpose. Why do you get out of bed in the morning? What makes you move? What are the values that guide your decisions? For some, this is religion, yes. For others, it's a connection to nature, a commitment to family, or a desire to leave the world better than they found it. If you don't have a reason to live, you're just going through the emotions. Spiritual wellness is the anchor that keeps you steady when the world starts to feel chaotic. It's knowing that your life has a point. And then we're going to talk about occupational occupation factor. This is your work, your career, or whatever you spend your productive hours doing. Since we spend a huge chunk of our lives working, this factor is massive. It's about satisfaction and contribution. Do you feel like what you do matters? Do you feel respected? But it's also about balance. If your work life is swallowing your personal life, your occupational wellness is actually very low. Even if you're making a lot of money, it's about finding a way to work that supports your life rather than consuming it. And then the final factor is the environment. Finally, we look at the surroundings of your space. Think about your home, your office, your neighborhood. Is your environment cluttered and stressful? Is it maybe loud and distracting? Your brain reacts to our surroundings. If you live in chaos, you will feel chaotic. Environmental wellness is about creating a space that feels like a sanctuary. It's about getting outside, getting some sunlight, and making sure the hall you live in actually helps you breathe better than making you suffocate. So it's about, you know, can you live? Are you comfortable with where you're living? Can you manage in your environmental space? So, those are the 7 factors. You might be wondering, Dion, why do I need to care about all 7? Can't I just focus on my job and my health? Here's the truth. These factors are like the legs of a table. If you have 7 legs and 1 breaks, the table might wobble, but it stays standing. But if you only have 2 legs that's working, say your work and your health, and one of them breaks, the whole table falls over. When people tell me they feel burnt out, it's really because of one thing. It's usually because they ignore 4 or 5 of these factors for far too long. They focus so hard on occupational success that they let their social life die and the physical health slide. A balanced wellness is about diversity. It's about making sure you are putting all your eggs in one basket. Think about your day yesterday. Which of these 7 did you actually pay attention to? Did you move your body? Did you exercise? Did you check in with how you are feeling emotionally? Did you learn something new? Did you connect with someone you care about? Did you remember why you are doing what you're busy doing? Did you do your work with integrity and passion? And did you tidy up the space around you? Those are all questions that relate to the 7 factors we just talked about. If you can say yes to even 4 of those, you're doing better than most. If you can say yes to all 7, then you're thriving. That's good. Now, Now that we laid out those seven factors, the physical, emotional, intellectual, social, spiritual, occupational, and environmental, we have to look at how they actually work in the real world. Because here is the thing. Your life doesn't happen in little separate boxes. These seven areas are constantly leaking into each other. I call this the ripple effect of wellness. And it is the absolute key to understanding your quality of life. I want you to think about a time when you had a massive argument with someone close to you. Maybe it was with your partner or close friend. That's a hit to your social factor, right? But did it stay there? No, probably not. Because you were upset socially. Your emotional state took a dive. You felt frustrated or hurt because you were emotional. You couldn't concentrate at your desk. So your occupational factor started to slip. You made mistakes, and because you stressed at work, you went home, you skipped the gym, which is physical, and you ate the whole bag of chips for dinner while sitting in a messy lounge, which is your environmental. Do you see how that works? One small crack in the social pillar of your life ended up shaking the whole house. This is why we often feel so overwhelmed. We think we have 100 problems, but usually we just have one or two problems that have a ripple out effect and touch everything else. But, and this is the best news I can give you today. The ripple effect works both ways. This is what I call the force multiplier. You don't have to fix all seven areas of your life at the same time. In fact, if you try to do that, you'll probably just burn out before next week Tuesday. To change the quality of your life, you just need to start with one positive ripple effect. Imagine you decide to fix just one small thing in your physical factor. You decide that for the next week you're going to drink enough water and go for a 10-minute walk every morning. It's tiny. But look what happens. Because you're hydrated and moving, you have a tiny bit more energy. Because you have more energy, your intellectual mind feels a little sharper. You solve a problem at work faster, and that success makes your emotional state feel more confident. Because you feel confident, you're more pleasant to be around, so your social interactions improve. By making one small physical change, you actually upgraded your work, your mood, and your relationships. That is the power of balance. You aren't just adding, you are multiplying. This is how we build resilience. Think of resilience as a safety buffer. Life is always going to throw garbage at you. That's just the way it is. Cars break down, bosses get moody, and people let us down. If you are only focusing on one area of your life, let's say you only care about your job, which is occupational, and that area takes a hit. You have nothing to fall back on, and so you collapse. But when you spread your energy across the seven factors, you build a safety net. If work gets tough, but your physical health is good, your social life is supportive, and your spiritual sense of purpose is strong, you can handle the heat. You have reserves in the other banks, right? You might be stressed, but you won't break. The goal here isn't to be perfect in all seven factors, because nobody is. The goal is to be aware of it. Most of us are leaking energy every day because we're fighting fires in areas we've ignored for too long. We're spending all our power just trying to keep our heads above the water. But when you start paying even just a little bit of attention to each of these seven factors, the leak stops. You suddenly realize you have energy to lift over by 5 p.m. You have the mental space to actually enjoy your life instead of just thriving for it or surviving it. You move from a state of constant friction to a state of flow. That is what high quality of life actually feels like. It's not a life without problems. It's a life where you are balanced enough to handle the problems without losing your space. It's about protecting your energy so you can spend it on things that actually matter to you. So as you sit here, I want you to stop looking at your life as a giant, unsolved mess. Stop trying to find a magic pill that will fix everything. You know, that never existed and it will never exist. Instead, look at the connections. Look at how your messy desk is affecting your mood, or how the lack of sleep is affecting your patience. Once you see the ripples, you realize you have a lot more power than you thought. You don't need a miracle to change your life. You just need to start one small positive ripple in the right direction. So in the final segment, we are going to talk about how to actually do that. We're going to talk about taking ownership and making the one move that starts with the whole engine turning. What are we going to do with it? So I want to talk to you about one thing that separates the people who just talk about balance from the people who actually live it. That one thing that we need to name is ownership. For a long time, you might felt like your life was happening to you. You've been reacting. You react to the alarm clock. You react to your boss's mood. You react to the traffic, and you react to your own exhaustion. It feels like everyone else is holding the remote control to your life, and you're just watching the channel change, feeling more and more out of tune. But now, as we're doing this episode, I want you to realize something. You are the one in charge of your own settings. These seven factors we spend our morning talking about, or this evening, is physical, emotional, intellectual, social, spiritual, occupational, and environmental. They belong to you. They aren't just things that happen. They are areas you manage. When you stop blaming the world for your lack of balance and start taking ownership of these seven factors, the power shifts to you. You move from being a victim of the noise to being the person who decides what the song is going to be about. What is the rhythm going to be about? How will it sound like? But here's the catch. Ownership doesn't mean you have to be perfect. It just means you have to be intentional. Most people wait for a crisis to change. They wait for the doctor to tell them to eat better, or for the partner to threaten to leave, or for the job to burn them out completely. But you don't have to wait for a crash. You can decide right here to make a move, to do something about it. Now, I don't just talk about these things because they sound good. As a counselor, I spend my days deep in the trenches of these seven factors. My focus is entirely on wellness and helping people actually improve their quality of life. I see people every day who have the pieces of the puzzle, but they can't seem to make them fit together. They're pedaling too hard, and the chain has come off the bicycle, and they're not getting anywhere. And that brings me to a very personal invitation. You see, sometimes we are too close to our own lives to see the ripples. Sometimes the noise is so loud that we can't hear the melody anymore. And in those moments, we just need someone to sit down with us, look at the map together, and help us work out a concrete plan. You don't have to figure out your entire quality of life alone. So if you're listening to this and you feel like you need an extra bit of support, if you're ready to stop just surviving and start actually conducting your life, I want you to reach out. And here's how you can reach out to me. You can find me on the Dion Bicycle page on Facebook and send me a message there. Or if you prefer a direct route, you can email me at Dion, D-E-O-N, Dion Labu, L-A-B-U, at gmail.com. That is Dion Labu at gmail.com. Reach out and let's make an appointment. We can sit together, just like we are now, and work specifically on your wellness. We can look at those seven factors in your life, find where the leaks are, and build a strategy that gets you back into a state of flow. Whether it's a smaller judgment or a total recalibration of your routine, sometimes having that second pair of eyes makes all the difference. Don't wait for the wheels to fall off. Let's work on it now. And if you aren't ready for a session yet, here is your micro adjustment for the next 24 hours. I want you to pick just one factor. Don't look at the ones you already quite good at, or which is fine. Look at the one that is actually causing you the most friction. If it is physical, go to bed 15 minutes earlier tonight. If it's environmental, clear off just one small corner of your desk. If it is social, why not send a text to someone you actually like and care about to tell them how you appreciate them? Why something so small? Because the goal isn't to fix your whole life today. The goal is to prove yourself that you are the one in control. When you make that one small move, you are taking ownership and you are starting to make a positive ripple effect in your own life. So let us conclude today's episode. Your quality of life isn't the destination you arrive at. It's not the trophy you get when you finally made it. It is a living, breathing thing that you create every single day through the choices you make in these seven factors. Balance isn't about standing still. It's like riding a bicycle. You have to keep moving to stay upright. Some days, the roads are smooth and you can coast. Other days, it's an uphill climb and your legs are burning. But as long as you are the one steering, as long as you are the one pedaling, you are winning. Wellness is a practice of return. You will get out of balance. I will too. It's a part of being human. The secret to a good life is never losing your balance. It's being aware enough to notice when you lost it and having the ownership to lead yourself back to the center. So, at the end of our time together, you have seven legs to your table, which is the seven factors. If one is wobbly, you know how to fix it. You have the power to create a life that actually feels like yours. In the next episodes, we are going to continue the journey and work in detail on these factors. Today was just a bird's view, but next time we're going to get our hands dirty. We're going to spend the whole session on each factor, starting with the foundation. We'll talk about exactly how to tune your habits, how to handle the inner critic that messes with your emotions, and how to build a routine that supports you instead of draining you. My friends, my name is Dion Bicycle, and I thank you for listening to this week's episode of The Balanced Mind. It's been a privilege sharing this time with you. Now I want you to stand up, take a deep breath, and go make or start your first positive ripple effect. See you in the next one. Cheers.